All SGPS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is going to referendum this year to seek continuance of its optional student fee. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the SGPS and vote yes to continue CFRC's optional fee on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support. This January, the Society of Professional and Graduate Students at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for SGPS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. The referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible SGPS students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about SGPS elections and referenda at sgps.ca and on Instagram at Queen's SGPS. Get ready for TEDx Queensview 2025. Join hundreds of curious minds on January 18th and 19th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts for a weekend of inspiring talks, bold ideas, and transformative conversations by speakers from diverse backgrounds who share ideas that challenge perspectives, spark innovation, and inspire change. Tickets are available. Learn more on Instagram at TEDx Queensview.
Are you looking for a summer or part-time job? On Tuesday, January 28th, over 40 employers will be in Bartlett Gym in Mitchell Hall. All Queen's students from all programs and years are invited. All students who attend will be entered into a draw for a $50 gift card to the Great Lakes Museum. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of In the House on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, David. It's currently 11 p.m. on Thursday. So, there's no episode in last week, and I don't know, I think just with how things are going in the summer, just with work and everything else going on, whatever, I'm thinking probably do bi-weekly instead of weekly. Just give me 2 weeks to get everything ready. I've also kind of slowed down my, like, I have a fairly large library now, so I've really kind of slowed down how much new music I get, just because, you know, you don't want a library full of crap that you're never going to play. You want a library full of tracks, that you know and love. And I did it about a year ago now, really do need to go through and like get rid of some of the crap. I'm like, I'm never going to damn play this. Because a lot of it I listen to, I'm like, why the hell do I even have this? Especially a lot of stuff where, you know, sort of still finding my sound and all that, kind of finding what I like. And of course, there's going to be, you know, those gigs where it's like, oh, you need to play this. So I've got to get that stuff, of course. But having this humongous library really just makes, really just clutters things up when you're looking for tracks. And, you know, you kind of want focused, you know, quality over quantity. I have been, that's why, I mean, recently, you know, I'm guilty a lot of gravitating towards the same tracks, but recently I've been kind of going through my library and also playing stuff that, you know, I've played before, but it hasn't been a long time. Like a lot of the stuff from like winter 2023, like January to March, or even end of 2022. A lot of really good ones in there that I kind of sleep on. Of course, summer last year, I think is really when I put the, you know, the time into finding kind of what styles I really want to play, kind of more naturally than anything. So, you know, some stuff from there too. But anyways, up this week, you know, as I said, we've got some of the, you know, some tracks pulled from the archive, as well as, a few new ones. You know, we've got, I don't know, I've kind of got an interesting set lined up. I kind of had like a vision in mind for it, but there are, you know, a bunch of different types of styles. But, you know, I've got tracks to kind of bridge between them, although I feel sometimes there are definitely going to be some weird changes. But, you know, let's get started with the music. First up, we've got one from a while ago, Bon Appetit by Sean Frank.
Shade of gray. It's hard to find love take my time. Down in Georgia. in your prime, baby, move in line with your hips and thighs. Move your body now, ain't no crime, baby, ain't no crime. Georgia, ain't no crime when you move your feet in Georgia. We go blind, stepping on moonshine down in Florida. Need more fire, bring that heat like down in Georgia. All the way down in Georgia. Down in Georgia.
I'm a big freak. Take me to church. You gotta teach me. I'm a big freak. Gotta teach me. Teach me, 'cause everybody knows I'm a big freak.
this P, let's go postal. I like the spots where there's not the known locals. The night is hot, we forgot the nose cocoa. Tell the head chef, we swerving through the bag. Fleet of suburban, sipping bourbon with the yak. We don't deserve it, get your nerves, we gon' react. Speak with the purpose, if you're nervous, then relax, baby, please. I do it with ease, I know you haven't had nights like these.
Complain about what he is. by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name. It's Kanye, but some of my flags still say Kane.
Looking down bad though. My
over you vibing. You go boom night. Bump up in that music. Up all night. Taking my time, losing my mind over you vibing.
Nobody goes, don't need nobody. girls, don't need nobody, girls, don't need nobody.
Music.
last up there, we had Body Music by DLMT. That was pretty fun. I kind of just mixed for an hour straight, though. I don't know. I used to talk a lot more, but I don't know. I find kind of trying to interject with those sections sometimes can be a little awkward. And also, I don't know, sometimes, you know, it depends on the kind of the mood I'm in, whether it's, you know, let's talk about whatever random stuff or the music being played or whatever, or let's just, you know, get in the zone and mix for an hour. Cause I don't know, playing out a lot, it's kind of like, it's really important to, you know, lock in, you know, where it's like kind of once people start showing up, you really just have to kind of go. You really just need to, you know, pay it, like just lock in with the crowd. And I don't mean that in like the focus up kind of sense. I mean that in like the literal kind of sense where you literally just have to almost read their minds. Maybe a bit of that, and also a bit of like, what direction do you want to kind of take things? And that's why this is interesting too, that I didn't kind of appreciate before I was really playing it a lot, is that there's really no crowd to read. So honestly, being a good radio DJ on like a station that isn't just playing, you know, top 100 hits, it's gotta be really hard. Cause like, you have no crowd to read. You get like the ratings back a week later. Like a lot of DJs will say, oh, you know, the thing I like most is that like instant feedback from the crowd where I can just, I play a track. Oh, they don't like it. Okay. Switch another one. And then you kind of feel things out that way. Whereas if you're on the radio, there's like a week, you know, delay. Like, you can't really tell how many people are listening to FM radio. And when I say radio, I mean like commercial radio. Let's say you're on like Virgin or Chum FM or whatever. I don't know. Those are the ones we got in, you know, we had in Toronto where I was growing up. But, you know, so it's got to be really tough. I mean, if you're just playing top 100, whatever. But if you're really trying to do something a little more unique, but also not too out there and commercially, it's got to be super, super tough. Anyways, I do want to end things off with one more track. We've got Way Back Home by Conroe and Aviella. So it's been super fun playing for you guys once again. Thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all next week, 2 weeks from now, actually. Same time, same place. See ya.